broke that land up and put down fertilizer on it good, got it in good shape, and I expect to make a good crop on the land, even if it is mixed hard natured and all kinds of land. I've heard them say that lots of times. Even said that myself about fields that I had done that day.
You were talking about draining water off a piece of land. What do you call those things that you dig that carry the water off?
Well, that's so many. Oh, you mean what? The ditches?
Drainage ditches.
Drainage ditches, right.
I see. You know, do you ever see any places around here, maybe out in the woods, where water flowing along has cut through the land until it's maybe about 10 feet deep or 10 feet across, a place like that?
Well, yeah, I've seen lots of that in the creek bottom where gullies go into the creek. I've seen that be 7, 8, 10 feet deep, that wide, down wide.
Yeah.
I tell you what I done one time. I was clearing a piece of bottom land that never been cleared before, and wet low stuff. And I made a ditch to drain it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in 4 or 5 years, that ditch at one end was 8, 10 feet deep and 30 feet wide.
Is that right?
And at the other end, why, it had pretty well filled up. It wasn't 150, 200 yards long.
Huh.
And it washed out till it drained the whole bottom good before it quit. And I just went in there and made a little ditch with a bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a ditch. Took about an hour to make it with a bulldozer. But it showed it drained the land out, though. And it showed it washed, too. Washed out deep.
Well, have you ever seen a place where a heavy rainfall has cut out a place in the land like that?
Oh, yeah. You see it constantly on the upland here. It'll break a terrace and run across to the next, and time it gets to about two of them together, three, well, it'll be cutting a ditch knee deep across your field.
All right.
It'll really mess a field up. The better the land is, the worse it'll wash.
Have you ever heard people around here talk about a ravine?
A ravine?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a kind of a gully.
I see.
One kind of a gully, a ravine is. About where the water runs off into it and it drains off.
About the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Or a ravine.
Well, what would you call a slight elevation in the land? You'd say you're going up a little.
Oh. Gradual rise and hill, I reckon you'd call it.
Oh, I see. Have you ever heard anybody around here call a hill a knob?
A what?
A knob.
Knob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard some of them call a hill knob. That old knob is sticking up down there of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Remark of that kind of that.
Oh, I see. Well,
we had some hills on the Yeovil over here, they called the knobs on the Yeovil. They run through a bunch of hills, big sand hills, the old creek did. Mm-hmm. One branch of it, called a knob, it's on the Yeovil.
I see. Well, if it was very much bigger than a hill, one of these great big huge things, that you'd call that a...
You mean bigger than a big hill?
Uh-huh.
Little mountain.
Mountain. Any of those around here in this part of the country?
Not in this county. Washington County, they got some of them old hills they call mountains.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the prairie over there, though.
Yeah, I see.
There may be one or two of those little old mountains along the Yeovil in this county, sandhill mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not very big. They're just a big old hill, is all they are.
Yeah, I see.
But they got, in Lee County, they got the old Gerald Mountain, the Nails Creek Mountain. Over there on the edge of the Yeovil